So first, the bad news. The state is behind schedule in developing nearly every type of service it has promised people with mental illness. Job and housing support, mobile crisis teams, and round-the-clock access to clinicians. That means on the ground this year, virtually nothing has changed for people in crisis. Jonathan Vasek is an emergency room doctor at Catholic Medical Center in Manchester.
No, I'm not seeing any incremental improvements. But I'm also not seeing anything worsening happening, but then again, it's pretty hard to go down from here.
The essential problem is the state lacks basic services for people with mental illness, and so when those people have a crisis, they often get stuck in emergency rooms, sometimes for hours, sometimes weeks. That's why the Disability Rights Center and the Federal Department of Justice sued New Hampshire.
These are civil rights for people with disabilities.
Amy Messer was the DRC's lawyer on this case.
So really, at its base, what this means is that individuals have a right not to be unnecessarily institutionalized. So people have a right to receive those services in the community. And they're both better for people and really a much better fiscal policy for the state.
Here's one of the ways taxpayers could save money. The state runs a psychiatric hospital in Concord, and in the first 10 months of fiscal year 2015, about one out of six patients admitted to that hospital had already been admitted once before in the previous 3 months. Many of those patients are in and out of the hospital because they don't have enough help back home. So taxpayers help pay for those repeat hospitalizations. The report did say, and here comes a bit of the silver lining, state officials are committed to faithfully implementing the mental health settlement. And it identified one of the biggest challenges to turning those good intentions into change. That is, organizing the data needed to measure progress. In other words, how many people is the system serving? Are those numbers increasing? And do those numbers indicate New Hampshire is making progress? Nick Tumpas is the commissioner of the Department of Health and Human Services.
For one thing, you get data that's coming in from multiple sources, multiple different data types, some of it manual, some of it automated, and there's a concerted effort that needs to be done in order to pull that together. So when I look at the report, it really provides us with a roadmap.
And that roadmap is detailed. New Hampshire not only has to help people in crisis, but that help has to be consistent across the state and up to best practice standards. And until that happens, Dr. Vasek at Catholic Medical Center says people with mental illness will only suffer more.
People then, when they can't receive services that are appropriate for them, they self-medicate. And, there's a huge increase in drug use. So, you're seeing sort of ripple effects from this problem.
Despite all of this, Amy Messer, the lawyer who helped sue the state, is optimistic. She says this is a gargantuan task, and the state is on the right track for the first time in years.
These services take time. It is a significant change to our mental health system.
In response to the mental health settlement, both Democrats and Republicans proposed increasing funding for mental health services over the next 2 years. But right now, funding is stuck at last year's levels, while the legislature and Governor Hassan are stalled over that budget. Meanwhile, Commissioner Tumpas is considering shuffling money within his department to make sure mental health funding stays on track to hit the settlement's benchmarks. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.